During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sleepwalking is a curious thing. Sometimes it is completely mental and it's just your brain doing what it does. And sometimes, you know, there's a very scientific medical explanation for sleepwalking. But what about when you're sleepwalking and you're drawn to a very specific area that you really have no knowledge of, but upon further research, you discover, oh my God, that place is haunted as shit. I have no other way of putting it. I probably could, but I won't. What does that mean? If you have no knowledge of this, it's not something in the back of your mind that's drawing you here out of curiosity, but something seem to draw you there in winter with no shoes and no socks too. Add that to the mix. It's a mysterious story and one that would make you wonder for the rest of your life, what the hell was that? That, of course, is what happens in our next story. Take a listen. Since around the second week before Christmas, myself, my girlfriend, and my cousin have heard a lot of strange noises coming from my bedroom, which is above our living room. They started off as the odd little bang every now and again, and the first week passed, it became louder. For the first couple of times, I went upstairs to check my room. Obviously, no one was ever in it, but the noise seemed to suddenly stop whenever I reached the top of the stairs. In the end, I gave up going to check it, as it happened so frequently that I would have been up and down like a yo-yo. Around the second week, loud bangs turned into scraping sounds. It was like my bed was being dragged along the floor. This really freaked my girlfriend out and my cousin, who both, like a typical woman, no offense, screeched in fear and dived behind me on the sofa. Once again, the first few times I got up to check, I was imagining going up the stairs to find my bedroom furniture all over the room, but nothing. So I gave up going upstairs to check. In the end, we resorted to turning the TV volume on the TV so we could not hear it. Since Christmas and New Year's have passed, I've been out for a couple of nights throughout the weeks, meeting up with lads, having a beer. My girlfriend says the noises don't seem to happen when I'm not there. I think she was kind of glad as I was not there to protect her if they did start up. Anyway, putting all that aside, my reason for sending in this letter to your show is something unusual that is continuing to happen to me. This could be considered sleepwalking, but I think it's taking sleepwalking to an extreme new level. One usual night, about 2 weeks ago, I had a few drinks out with the lads at a local pub. I wasn't drunk. I had not been taking any drugs. I must have got up about 12:45 a.m. I remember taking my shoes off in the hallway, letting the dogs out to do their thing, and lying on the sofa to watch TV, and I must have dozed off. The next thing, I open my eyes and I'm standing outside in the freezing cold facing the house. It took me a while to come around, and I remember rubbing my face to try and wake myself up. I looked like I was dancing on the spot as I kept turning around and lifting my feet off the ground. It had snowed a couple days before, and the snow was still thick, I had no shoes on. My feet were numb. I could not believe I was outside. The three houses in front of me were all attached. They looked like old farmhouses with big wooden beams above the front doors and old-looking windows. There was a black wooden gate in front of where I was standing, leading up to a single thin path that leads halfway up to the shared front garden of the three houses, then sectioned off into three paths, each one leading to the front door. Behind me was a row of bushes. I could hear cars passing behind them. The next to the old houses, set slightly back away from them, were some newer houses, and next to them, a huge field and wooded area. I kind of shuffled myself towards the wooded area and noticed at the end of the short road was a turning leading to the main road, which was behind the bushes. Then, kind of found my bearings and knew where I was. I wondered for a moment how I had gotten to where I was. My house was in the same area, but it would have taken a good 30-minute walk to get where I was when I woke up from the sleepwalking with no shoes on. It was freezing outside, like minus 15. I had no memories of ever really going down this road in my neighborhood. Why would I sleepwalk all the way here? And how hadn't I woken up? I felt confused and absolutely shattered. I wanted to go home and climb back into bed. I randomly started to walk in the direction of my house. I got a good few miles to travel before I reached my destination, and it would take me longer without shoes as my feet were so cold and aware of every little stone that I stepped on. I remember looking out for taxis all the way, but no cars seemed to pass by me. I'd already checked my pockets. I didn't even have my phone, so I could not ring anyone to come and pick me up. What seemed like a good hour later, I finally arrived at my own front door, frozen and shaking. I walked in the living room to find my girlfriend sitting there looking worried. She thought I had come home drunk and wandered off, leaving the front door wide open. I went into overdrive, telling her what had just happened. She would not believe it and kept laughing and asking if I was serious. I was shattered from what had happened that we went to bed not long after. It was around 5:30 a.m. that I finally got in bed and fell to sleep. The next day and day after that and day after that, I went over and over things in my head. I was asking myself the same questions. What had happened? How had I got there? I wanted to put it all down to sleepwalking, but I knew this was not the case. I researched the lane I went on the internet and found something quite interesting. The lane is on the outskirts of a huge park in the area. This, of course, is supposed to be haunted. There are loads of ghost stories about the park and the old hall that sits in the middle of it. However, something else caught my eye. Apparently, a family living on this lane evacuated their house due to the strange paranormal activity going on there. Which house it was, it did not say, but there are around 7 houses on this lane. 3 of them are the older-looking ones, so I'm guessing it's one of them, one of the houses I woke up standing in front of. I'm confused as to how I managed to get all this way there and why. Did I sleepwalk, or is this part of something missing in my experience? Now with work, I must drive down the main road in front of the house every day. Every time I do now, it makes me feel sick.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.